Welcome to the Group Home Riches Podcast. If you have the desire to be your own boss, create your own schedule, and become financially free while at the same time helping people in need, then you've come to the right place. At GroupHomeRiches.com, we teach people exactly like yourself how to get started in the group home business. And on this podcast, you're going to hear their stories firsthand. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Group Home Riches Podcast. Today, we have two special guests that have been absolutely crushing it lately, and we cannot wait to hear their story. Idris and Genevieve, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, Brandon. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I know we've been going back and forth via text. You guys have had some awesome success, so can't wait to hear the details on that. But before we get into the kind of nitty-gritty of the group home stuff, why don't you just tell us a brief, just a background story. Where are you guys from? What were you doing before you found the group home industry? And also, I always like to ask, you know, what made you even look into this in the first place?
Okay, I guess I can go ahead and get started. This is Genevieve. Originally, prior to being involved in group homes, I worked in corporate for GE. How I got into the group home, I call it shared living, but it's the same. My mother has a background in mental health since I'm 9. So it's been just an uphill battle dealing with her illness. And so at some point for me, I personally tried to get more involved. At some point, we basically faced a situation where she had been I moved her out into her own place. She wanted to move in her own place. She seemed like she was okay to do that. And then unfortunately, she was kidnapped. And so obviously that was a very traumatic experience for my family and obviously my mother. And so to make it kind of short, I sought out to place her in a group home where she could be safe and taken care of. And unfortunately, that care home let me down. When I went seeking to find my mother, they had placed her in a shelter where she actually didn't gain entry. So I spent my birthday looking for my mother. This was several years ago. And with that happening, of course, it was, again, just an awful experience. I'd already had my rental house on a Section 8. I'd had a tenant for 7 years, wasn't making a lot of money, but I was a landlord. And so I felt like at that point, that night, just in distress, God gave me the idea that I could do it myself and do it better. And so I sought out to do that. And so I started with a 3-bedroom home with a woman named Sarah, as well as my mother, and just tried to turn bad situation into lemonade. And now 12 years later, I still have Sarah in my home and, you know, was blessed to place my mother in her own home at this juncture. And what was the other question you asked, how we got into it?
Yeah, that was good. You answered it.
Okay.
Like background and just kind of what got you guys into it. But wow, that is an amazing story. So
So
you guys were in real estate investing and you had this personal situation with your mother. And then you just realized, wow, I could do this better. I could give it like a better service than the awful situation that you went through, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Great. Right. Idris, I'll throw the question back to you as well.
So I got into it a different way. I've been investing in real estate for about 20 years, and I do a lot of high-end real estate. So I do nice houses and nice neighborhoods, no rehab. And I acquire all of these houses creatively with seller financing subject to lease options. But nonetheless, I've been a serial entrepreneur background, went to school for engineering, got out of school when the tech bubble burst, and I went into financial services. When I was a stockbroker at Morgan Stanley, I met this guy who owned some medical practices. So I ended up leaving finance and I opened up some physician groups as well as some mental health agencies. So probably around, it was February 20th, 2018, I had a knock on my door. And basically, it was the sheriff, and they were coming after me. So basically, what happened is, one of my offices, they were committing Medicaid fraud. So nonetheless, I got arrested. Then I had to come up with $400,000 in 6 months. I wasn't able to. So I ended up getting incarcerated. I got sentenced to 5 years and I spent 2 years in prison, lost everything. So while I was there, I was thinking, okay, how am I going to rebuild my life? And I said, real estate. Real estate, I know I can generate money, no money down, no credit, because my credit was trash. So I got out and I started doing my pretty house business. But lo and behold, a lot of people know what I do. I was speaking at an event in Tampa, Florida, and that's when I met Genevieve. And she was saying that she's always been interested in investing in real estate. And, you know, she just has this one rental and she started explaining what she does. And I was like, well, you are an investor. And then the more as we got to know each other, the more I started thinking about it, I said, you know what? This is genius what you're doing. I said, basically what you're doing is you're creating multifamily profits from a single family residence. Yeah. And then with that, that's when the light bulb went off. And I would say probably over the past 9 months, we've acquired 8 houses, and then we have about 2 or 3 pending right now. So she already had that initial spark, and I just kind of put my business hat on. I said, you know what? We have something that can create an abundance of cash flow pretty fast. So that's how I got into share living space or group home riches.
Beautiful. So how long ago was this when you guys met at the conference? When was that?
That was about 2 years ago.
2 years ago. So you've done opening around 10 properties in 2 years, correct?
Well, actually 8 months, because so we didn't initially start it. I think the first one was, what was it, Jimmy? Like I think it was around November of last year.
Yeah, it was November.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we ended up getting 3 back to back to back. So
congrats. That's close to the record, I think. I think the most we've ever seen is about 10 in 1 year. So you guys are pretty much there. So congrats.
Yeah, we're on target.
and hey, you got a couple months to go. So you guys might be the record.
Absolutely.
That is awesome. So Idris, you mentioned you guys didn't start off immediately. You guys met at the conference. You had this idea. Then what was it, just kind of you guys were educating yourselves and doing the research for a couple months?
You know what? I understood the concept. I've actually had a rooming house before. It was a bad experience because I didn't have the infrastructure set up. I was doing a rehab on the house and the contractors were horrible. So I didn't get the ARV that I needed to be able to flip the property. So I said, you know what? Why not just rent out the rooms? And then I didn't know anything about landlord. I'm used to pretty houses. They were running up my power bill. I had a washer and dryer in there. The tenants, they were inviting their family in to wash clothes. And I said, you know what? I'm sick of this. A wholesaler came to me and said, I have a buyer who will buy your house. And I said, look, I want out of it. So so that was my experience. That was probably back in 2014. That was about 2014. But the thing that I noticed with Genevieve was with her house, the house that she was talking about that she had placed Sarah in and everything, that house was paying, you know, a lot of her bills. And I was just like, you know, you're really on to something, because I was still doing my pretty house business. I didn't really give this too much thought. And then one thing led to another. We ended up finding a 4-bedroom house. Then there was another 4-bedroom house. And then there was a 6-bedroom house. And what made this 6-bedroom house unique, it was already fully furnished. So it was off to the races. And, you know, it's really been a blessing. And, you know, I just wanted to put my business hat on. And I was telling Jeff, I said, let's scale this business, because this is a wonderful business. And the way that I'm trying to figure out how we found out about group home riches. I was on the internet, and then I ended up, I think I saw the YouTube channel, then I went to the blog, and then I went on a webinar. And then from the webinar, y'all were doing some promotion and everything. I said, well, let me go ahead and buy this course. And basically, this course put the finishing touches on everything that we needed. Like, I'm the type of person, I'm those information junkies. I've bought everybody's program. I've been in everybody's mentorship. But I would tell you, this course is the most comprehensive course I've ever seen in my life. And it connected all of the dots in terms of streamlining our operations. As far as acquiring the real estate, it's simple. But as far as really streamlining the operations and everything, that's really what we needed to create systems and a structure for our business. And that's the process that we're in right now, is really building this business so it can scale.
Love to hear it.
I just wanted to chime in. So just to get a little bit in front of before November, I originally had two homes. So at some point, I had the rental property where I placed my mother and Sarah, and then there would be a third person. It would kind of fluctuate where residents would stay a good length of time, and then sometimes they would leave. But then what happened was, in the midst of that, for me, my grandmother, she became ill. She had a stroke. And then, as I told you, my mother came. So originally, I moved to a four-bedroom home to support my grandmother. And then at some point, my mother moved out. My son went off to college. And then initially, it just got to a place where I couldn't support my grandmother. So I did have the difficult decision of placing her in a beautiful nursing facility. And so in the midst of that, there was a woman that was sleeping on someone's couch. She was a veteran. And so I offered her to stay with me. I was like, I'm in this big four-bedroom house by myself. But in the midst of that, I still have the rental property with the Section 8. And so then just add a little more context. And then at some point, like I said, I put my mother in that care home. I have the woman who comes and stays with me. But I really wasn't trying to just like do room rentals. Initially, it was just more so about doing something that was going to help my mother. And then in the midst of that, you know, was trying to help my grandmother. So at some point, I had the two homes. And the landlord told me to treat it like it was my own home. And so as time progressed, I ended up moving completely out of that home. And I used to just focus on mental health and then women. And so, but later, what ends up happening, I actually was in that home about 10 years. And so in the midst of that, just before meeting Idris, I ended up downsizing that four bedroom because the owners had got a divorce. And so that's how I ended up with, by the time I meet Idris, I only have the one home, but I always wanted to expand and help more people. And I think before I was just winging it. And I think now when Idris introduced the group home riches, it was just more about creating something, having specialized knowledge. But I definitely have been doing my part, helping many people. But now we're able to help at this point. I think we're literally probably helping over 30 to 35 people at this point.
Like, I think we may be at 40.
Well, we'll do the math, but I know it's definitely growing. Oh, yeah, you're right, because now we added the Atlanta home. So, yeah, that's right. True.
Mm-hmm. And then what? And the thing is, we're not even doing double occupancy. That's the direction we're going in now. So it's really about to be on.
Oh, you guys are doing the single room, like private rooms?
For the most part, for a six-bedroom home, we do have some shared rooms. But now the thing that we've noticed is people with jobs, if they get behind, it's a wrap. They are not going to get caught up. So now we're in the direction where we, and Genevieve talks about this all the time. She says, I want guaranteed income.
Yeah, focusing on SSI or SSDI and those specialized populations are more consistent, like during the pandemic. And that's something that Idris always shares with people is that, you know, I didn't miss a beat in the income because they don't have jobs. And although many of people lost their jobs, the government was continued, their checks didn't miss a beat. So I continued to have that income. And so looking at just different avenues that I've tried and Idris and I have tried, you know, it makes more sense to help those who have guaranteed income. Then you have your guaranteed monies. You're able to guarantee the owners the rent. And it's just a win-win-win situation. You're making money, you're helping people, and then you're able to guarantee if it's a mortgage or the rent on that property.
Absolutely. So to rewind a little bit, so Genevieve, you got into it. It really was just seems like, you know, helping your family was a big motivation for you.
Correct.
Am I correct? Right.
So absolutely.
Idris, what was it kind of as a more like, you know, business background? What was it about this business that caught your eye and kind of sparked your interest?
So remember, I used to be in financial services. So I used to see people work their whole life, paycheck to paycheck, trying to save 10% of their salary just to be able to not have enough money for retirement. This right here is a vehicle that can create an abundance of cash flow in a short amount of time. And the best part about it, like Genevieve always says, you're helping people. But not only that, it's not going anywhere. If anything, there's going to be a higher demand from it. So from a business perspective, this is, to me, the perfect business. And the reason why is because no matter where you are financially, you can get started in this business. If you have a lot of cash, you have a lot of credit, great. You can go acquire a house, maybe with a lender or whatever. If you have bad credit, if you don't have much money or whatever, that's where you can get into the rental arbitrage, or you can partner with the landlord. You know, so the value proposition that you're making to people who actually own these homes is basically controlled out ownership. You can control their asset, guarantee their cash flow, ensure they get equity in that house, and you're able to profit from it as well, while providing a benefit to people who are on fixed incomes, because there's a housing crisis right now because the price of rent is so expensive, especially in, we're in Atlanta, Georgia. So I just love this business model. And, you know, we're getting into some specialized populations as well. So we're even going to be able to expand our services even more. And we're getting referrals all over the place.
Beautiful. Now, compared to, were you doing flips, were holds? What were you doing in real estate prior to this?
So before, I would say 80% of everything I did would be a lease with option to buy or seller financing. So I developed a niche. My niche was successful entrepreneurs who haven't filed their taxes correctly. So basically, you may have an entrepreneur, their business may generate $1 million, and they don't want to pay all of that money in taxes. So what do a lot of them do? They write every single thing off, but they're only showing $40,000 of income. They're used to living in an $800,000 or $900,000 house. However, their income is only qualifying them for a $200,000 mortgage. So what I do is I look at their credit. If I see that they have like a 700 score and above, and I see that they're living in an $800,000 or $900,000 house and they can afford that rent, I know they can afford that $800,000 or $900,000 house. So I'll acquire a house with a seller financing or at least with an option to buy, and then I will put them in it. They'll give me a non-refundable option fee. Normally that's something at least between 5 or 10% down. And then, you know, you got the monthly payment, and then we'll work with them over the next 2 or 3 years to get their finances where it needs to be. So eventually they can get a mortgage on that home or the seller finance and just keep it going until they're ready to, you know, to buy me out of my position. So that was what I was doing with real estate.
Very interesting. You're going to love what Andy always says. He says the riches are in the niches.
Yes.
Absolutely. I think you would agree.
Absolutely.
So why don't you break down for the folks, maybe we have some real estate investors listening. Why don't you break down kind of like the cash flow compared to this, compared to like the typical landlord, you know, buying and holding type of investment? Like, why do you guys want to do this at, from a business standpoint compared to just doing your average rental property?
Before Idris gets started, because he's well-versed in has a great length of real estate background. But for me personally, I like to be attached to something that has a cause. And then I didn't choose it initially, but after being involved, I began to see, hey, this is affording me the opportunity to be available to my grandmother, available to my mother, also participate in my son's school, you know, his activities, not be tied down to a job. And so when I began to discover those benefits from it. And then in addition to that, I'm helping my mother and I'm positioning individuals that wouldn't typically be able to afford to live in a nice home on their income. So I'm putting people in a situation where they can live together in a nice home. They're, a lot of them are estranged from their families because of just them not understanding mental health. And I can relate because, you know, I've had that same experience and been estranged from my mother at times. And so what I've seen is that when you put these individuals together, they're able to thrive. They find independence and feel empowered because somewhat they're living on their own, but as a they create their own community and family dynamic within the home. And so when I've seen this develop over the years, you know, I'm really passionate about it. And what, you know, the beauty has been is just seeking more knowledge in real estate, meeting Idris. We met at an event in Tampa and him seeing what I was doing, because he has that financial background, he was able to do the numbers and see how I could really take this to the next level. And so, of course, we joined forces. It's really just amazing. So I'll let him dig into the numbers, but I'm someone who leads with my heart. But obviously, you do want to put your business hat on and really see how you can affect your changing your life and the life of others.
Love right. it.
Yep. And then to get to the numbers and everything, you know, if you compare this to a traditional landlord, you know, a traditional landlord, they have to save up 20%. They have to put that down. Then they have to get, you know, a mortgage on a house. A lot of times, a lot of them, they're doing the rehab. So that takes time. That takes money. That takes credit. Then after that, you have to get the house, you know, you're taking in applications, running all the background checks or credit checks and everything. And you're only getting about, you know, if you're lucky, $200 or $300 a month above your mortgage. You know, obviously back during the pandemic where interest rates are like 2 or 3%, you know, you may have had a higher yield, but traditionally speaking, you know, you're breaking even or it's only $200 or $300. Then you have your maintenance costs, then you have people who maybe get behind, then you may have to evict them and everything. So a lot of times you're not even really breaking even. If anything, you know, you're negative cash flow. When you go to our model, I mean, it's truly a way to earn 10 times that amount. And the best part about it is, like I said, no matter where you are financially, there's a way for you to get involved in this business model. So it just makes sense. I mean, where else are you going to be able to make $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 off of a house? I mean, for most people, if you're able to bring in an extra $4,000 or $5,000, that's going to replace your job. And then from there, the sky's the limit. And the best thing about it, there's such a high demand for what we are creating everywhere around the United States of America. You know, I absolutely love this business. You know, I tell people, you know, eventually you do want to own these houses so you can have, you know, you can have that equity buildup and everything. But the best part is you can get started right now. There's no excuses whatsoever. You just talk to a landlord and say, look, I see you have your house for rent for, I don't know, $1,500. I can offer you $1,850 for your house. I'm going to be 100% responsible for all maintenance and repairs for anything that's not under warranty. We're going to guarantee your cash flow every single month. Not only that, you're still going to get to experience all of the tax benefits of this house. And then to put the cherry on top, you're going to be able to have all of the equity upside in your property while our people are in there paying your mortgage for you. And we are overseeing everything for you. How does that sound, Mr. or Mrs. Landlord?
Yeah, so, folks out there, clip that. That's a pitch for you. You guys go go to a real estate meetup group and talk to five landlords like that with that confidence. I would bet any amount of money that four out of five of them are going to be interested in at least hearing more.
So, Brandon, you bring up a great point. So one of the things, I'm going to go ahead on and give y'all some game. What we're doing right
now.
Yeah,
go on.
All right. So one of the things that we're doing is we are looking for real estate investors. You know, they're doing the fix to rent long term and everything. I'm saying, look, I can help you. I can give you more cash flow than market rent. And then I share with them our business model. But this is my favorite group of people to target. Frustrated Airbnb owners. Because look at Airbnb right now, because in a lot of cities, they're putting all these restrictions on Airbnb. So what are people doing? They're really dropping their prices to undercut the market, and it's a race to the bottom. You know, a lot of people, they're like, look, I didn't get into Airbnb to experience, you know, negative cash flow. And then it's so heavy on hospitality. So we look for frustrated Airbnb owners and say, look, we can still give you more money than market rent. And it's totally hands off for you. You don't have to worry about having to clean all the time and everything. We're going to do all of that for you. And then also, just from an acquisition side, we've used so many methods. You know, Genevieve owns one with the mortgage. We have another one where we use cash. We have another one where we leverage credit cards. We have another one where we brought in an investor. So there's so many different ways to skin this cat.
I love it. I like that Airbnb idea. I would bet that the majority of them, like landlords as well, most of them are frustrated, yep. You know,
because they are.
on a good month, Idris broke this down, on a good month, if everything works out perfectly, they're making $200
right. per month.
Yeah.
And then I've run the numbers with like Airbnb. Like I've just, you know, looked into like what they're charging. It's like $70 per night and things like that in major cities. It's like, there's no way these guys are profitable. Right. So you heard Idris's pitch, the $1,500 example, right? Like if you can, if it works out for you to pay that landlord $1,800, you just doubled their profit. You doubled their profit or tripled it, and you're not going to call them. You just mentioned, hey, I'm going to do all the maintenance. It's
hands off.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. This is why whenever I talk to investors, like every investor I talk to is at least interested in hearing more about the business. And then when people like you guys show up, you're actually confident. You have your systems in place. You have a track record of success. I would guess that most of the investors that you speak with are wanting to move forward with you. Am I correct?
Oh, they're highly interested.
Yeah. Tell them about Genevieve, what he just offered us.
Oh, yeah. So we have one of his homes since November, and then he came double back with another home down the street. So we have picked that up. And then on top of that, he just came back again within the last 3 weeks or just this month. Right. Now he has another home that him and his wife are going to be away for a year. And he's saying he thinks that the shared living is the way to go. And now he's engaging in, you know, offering us that property as well.
Love it.
So that's three properties just from one owner.
Right.
How did you guys find that landlord?
Say it again.
How did you find that investor?
Zillow, right? Oh,
that one was actually a referral. And once we let him know what we were doing, shared, you know, how we navigate, he was interested. And then he even, in the first property, we went half on closing up a room.
Right.
Yeah. 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 We closed off a room. So it really technically was, it was a 4-bedroom, but you had to go through that room that they made to get to the laundry. So we closed that off. And yeah, we split the cost on that. And then he offers us another one. He says, hey, you know, you probably can split this off. So he's totally into it. And he's getting his money every month. Right. So he's a happy guy.
Right. And then we have another relationship where when Genevieve get her nails done at, she was talking to this young lady, and the young lady's a property manager.
Oh yeah, I developed the relationship. Yeah.
Nice.
So she gives us first right of refusal. So any home that gets available, you know, she comes to us first to see if this is something that we want to add to our portfolio.
I love to hear stories like this because it's one of the major challenges that a lot of our students have, that not everybody has, you know, 20% to go just purchase a property, right? So they have to work with landlords and investors. So I love hearing these firsthand stories like that.
Right. Yeah, it definitely works if you work it. And like you said, the biggest thing it is, you know, speak with confidence. But one of the things that I learned most from Group Home Riches, what we were doing was we were going after the properties first instead of going after the actual tenants. So now we're going after the money now. So now we have relationships with a couple of homeless shelters. We have relationships with some mental health hospitals. We have relationships with the VA. You know, we're just establishing relationships all over the place, and people know what we do now. So now we're getting referrals from other investors. So, you know, organically, it's growing exponentially for us.
Yeah, I think I originally had a long-standing relationship with the hospital, their behavior health, but Idris was like, you need to continue those relationships. You need to branch out. And he learned a lot of that from the Group Home Riches. So we definitely want to give credit where credit is due. I think the important part of about the Group Home Riches is that you really have a complete total system. And then we were able to adopt some of what, you know, you have already in play just to kind of tighten up and make things, you know, more seamless.
Well, basically what Group Home Riches is, so I used to own, this was before the financial crisis, I used to own a franchise. It was a Quiznos, kind of like a Subway, where anyway, we had our policies and procedures, our manual and everything. Group home riches, what it does, it has created a franchise system for how to do, you know, shared living. So all the information is already there. And I would say the best thing I got from it, because this is something Genevieve I was struggling with, was that agreement. Oh my God, that agreement.
Oh yeah, agreements. We keep changing it.
Right. That agreement is strong.
It is.
I want to add some value for all the people. I don't know, this may not be anything in the program, but so, you know, a lot of times, especially when you're doing, you know, when you're bringing in the tenants or whatever, you know, you have them give a deposit and then you have them. So one of the challenges we were having was we are having a lot of people moving in and out and they wanted their deposits back. So then Genevieve was like, look, I'm getting sick of this. So what we started doing was we're like, look, half of the deposit is refundable. The other half is non-refundable. So we're doing that. But now, go ahead and tell them what we're doing now, Genevieve.
Well, I do want to give a little credit from a young lady. She specializes in domestic violence. So we've gotten some referrals from her. And she mentioned the risk fee. And I was like, you know what? Some of these people are a little risky. So now what we do is we have a non-refundable risk fee. And it's because we don't do credit checks and somewhat income verification. You know, we're not making it difficult. So there's a risk involved. And so now we're doing risk fees. And it's just much better because if someone moves out, you know, we've always got to clean the rooms and then, you know, put it back into where it needs to be. But it's not like we're having as much turnover as previously. I think that as when we grew so fast with the three homes all at one time, we were kind of like, we got to get some bodies in here, you know, to just kind of recoup the little first and last is basically what we were doing. But because it was all at one time, it was just kind of a lot. But yeah, I love that risk fee. So yeah, you guys might want to jot that one down.
It's non-refundable too, it's your risk fee. And if someone questions you about it, say, look, you know, we can run a credit check and background check on you if you don't want to pay the risk fee, and then you'll just pay a $99 administrative fee. And because I know the demographic, people who are moving into shared housing, they don't have the best credit. Otherwise, they'll go get an apartment somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's every now and then there's qualified tenants, but for the majority of the time, if anybody's looking to live in this type of situation, we just assume that they're not quote unquote qualified.
Right.
As far as like traditional renter goes. So I'm just curious. So what do you guys charge for what is the risk fee?
It's half of whatever we've negotiated as the monthly rent for that particular room. So we do have, it varies by location, by the size of that room, if they have a private bath. So if it's 9, it's going to be $450. If it's 8, it's $400. If it's 650, it's going to be $325. So,
right.
And I'm not the best with math, but I'm learning.
Yeah. And what we do is, you know, that is a large amount of money to come out of pocket with upfront. We'll work with them on it. And then what we'll do is we'll split it up over 4 payments. So if someone has a $400 risk fee, it'll just be $100 extra that they weekly. And then after those 4 weeks, that $100 extra will drop off.
Got it.
Okay. And then let me add, obviously, if they're on SSI or SSDI, they may not have, they're going to be paying monthly. And so we'll make arrangements for them to potentially pay anywhere from 25 to 50 per month until that's paid off. So I definitely always work with individuals because, again, it's about helping. But, you know, again, you do want to, you know, make sure that you're treating it like a business. And so that's the portion of what we've moved into is really honing in on making sure that they respect that it is a business, but then also that, you know, we care as well.
Yeah. And then another thing is I have noticed that we do charge more than others in the area. But one of the things that I've noticed is, and you always have to look at your margins or whatever. We make our homes, and this is all Genevieve, we make these homes look beautiful. But here's the best part. It's kind of like when you rehab a house. The money is in the kitchen as well as the bathrooms. You may spend $50,000 on the kitchen and bathroom, but it may make the house go by, I don't know, $80,000 or $100,000. So we've noticed this on a smaller scale. if you make these homes very beautiful, you don't have to spend a lot of money. We go to Dollar Tree and Dollar General, and we'll buy just things like accent colors, things on the wall. We just make it look real nice. So we may end up spending an extra, I don't know, $150 in total, but we can charge maybe $75 or $100 a month more than anywhere else. And it's another thing, like if you get that master bedroom, if you have a bedroom with a bathroom, you know, you're going to be paying a premium for that. If you want a parking space or whatever, you're going to pay extra premium for that. So, you know, we've really made it to where, and what Genevieve named the company, Malia's Home Away From Home, where it's really truly their home away from home. People, they don't want to leave once they get into our place because it's nice, it's clean, they're in good environments. And what we've right. done, just from an underwriting perspective of where we look for our real estate, I love old working class neighborhoods. These are a bunch of retirees. They work real hard. They take
it's quiet.
Yeah, yeah, it's quiet. But the biggest thing is it's a lot cheaper than a lot of the newer areas in Atlanta. And we look for 4 bedrooms or more.
Yeah, that has been the qualifier, is a 4-bedroom or more. Just to piggyback on what Idris was speaking about, I do go to secondhand stores and things like that. And I just pick out the most nicest things that I would be okay with to be in my own home. And I try to put pictures on the wall, you know, just try to make it really nice. I have found inexpensive places to get the linens and things like that, but it looks really nice. And we've had so many people say, as soon as they see the room, oh my God, yeah, I'll take it. It's clean. You know, and they look in the bathroom, oh, it's clean. You know, they're just so relieved because they're coming from places where people are slumlords and they don't really care and they're being mistreated. We hear a lot of horror stories. And so, again, when I got started, that and it's in the name, Malia's Home Away From Home, that's in named in honor of my mother's, again, long suffering with mental health. But additionally, I want people to feel like it's home until you decide to leave, you know, and you can stay as long as you want or as short as you want. But while you stay, I want you to feel comfortable. I want you to be happy. I want you to take pride in the home. And so that's what I'm instilling in the individuals that stay with us, cleanliness and taking pride in what you have and letting them know that we're not just trying to throw something together to just make a buck. We really put well worth effort in.
Yeah, she cracks that whip. She makes them clean up behind themselves. I think she's a little, she may overdo it a little bit, but she, it's okay, Miss Jen. Okay, okay. Yes.
Yeah, how do you guys handle just like the day-to-day management of everything? I think you said it's 6 properties now, right?
No, we're actually at,
8. That's right.
Yeah, 8 properties. Yeah, I was going to say, because now we're at 9. I'm sorry, it's 9.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's to the point where like just the day-to-day activities can be start to almost feel like a part-time job. So
yeah, that's where we're at.
How are you guys handling like the management of everything?
So Genevieve, so I told her, I don't want to have anything to do with these people. When they see me, that means they owe us some money. That's the only time I interact with them. Genevieve is the person who really interacts with them, but our phone is blowing up. So I told her, I said, look, we have to bring in, we're at the point now, we have to bring in some staff, and that's what we're doing right now. So
we're in the crux of it.
Yeah, we're in the process of it. And the biggest thing is I'm trying to create systems so we can maintain the quality of what we're doing right now. And then I love another thing that you teach or whatever is, you know, with this business model, we can afford to pay people very well for doing a great job. I was telling Genevieve, I said, you know, a lot of our people, we want them to be able to create a 6-figure income. You know, if we're making millions, we have no problem in having them create a 6-figure income. And then not only that, one of the benefits that we want to do for everybody who works for us, we want them to get their own home. We want them to get their own home that's paying them as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
right.
That's something that we're building into the culture of for the staff that's going to be with us long term. We're going to help them get their home. You know, their own share living home as well.
Right. They're able to create their own income and then they'll have, you know, more of a vested interest. But additionally, when you ask what we are putting in place, we're putting in the admin And then we're putting in a maintenance supervisor that kind of deals with like the yard. And it's actually my son. So he, you know, he's been around all this time from being a young man. And so, you know, he stepped up and getting involved. And then, you know, I have my cousin, Charlita, who has seen me go through everything with my mother and to make it to this place. So, you know, she's pretty excited to get involved too. And then some of our partners, you know, we're just working together to acquire more houses, help more people, and also make money. So again, I just consider it a win-win-win. And that's my motto, make sure everybody wins in this scenario. And as long as we're doing right by people, everything is going to continue to be a success. So I'm excited that it has taken the turn that it has and just really multiplied. So it's a blessing. And all of my landlords, they're very happy. Now, you know, when I go to acquire another property, I have them, they can call for references. They're having a good experience. They're getting their rent on time, you know, so it's just up from here. I don't see anybody can do this. You know, I do feel like you do have to have a heart, but then you also want to check into the group home riches, you know. You definitely can give you some fundamentals.
Right.
Yeah. It seemed like you guys were like, you almost figured it out on your own. What were some of the like missing pieces that you found in the gold course?
One was the way that you streamline your marketing. I love that how you streamline your marketing. I like how you have the policies and procedures already in place. Also like a lot of the legal documents that you had in place. Another thing is I like how you're showing how to set up the accounting that was in place. So basically what it did for me was it solidified all of the systems and infrastructure we need to ensure that the operations can become streamlined. That's the thing that we were missing. In terms of acquiring the real estate and putting people in it, that's pretty simple. What I've done is I've came up and I kind of thought about it. You know, it's really a 4F framework for this business. You know, the first thing, you know, according going to the group home riches is you have to find the individuals. The next thing that you find the individuals so you can fill the properties up. The next F is you find the property. The next F is you need to figure out how you're going to fund or finance the property. And then the last F is going to be the furnish the property. Once you have those four Fs right there, you have something that can be duplicated over and over and over again.
I love it. What do you, the four Fs?
Right, 4F framework, yep.
And I was just going to chime in. I do appreciate the teaching to establish the relationships with the social workers or, you know, line up the people in advance. Yep. Because that was a little gap when we acquired the three properties all at one time. There was some vacancies there. You know, we've overcome, obviously, at this point. But, you know, and in the moment, that was kind of like, it was just a lot. But I think lining that up already in advance and having a waiting list is really crucial to, you know, your success or not having any too many gaps in from a financial perspective.
Right.
Yeah, that's one of those things that kind of sounds counterintuitive at first, but it's what we recommend to people, like just to get started. Like you don't have to, if you're just thinking about getting started, like what's the first step? Don't even worry about the property. It costs you $0 to pick up the phone and call like a local, you know, shelter or nonprofit or something like that. And you just tell them, hey, I'm thinking about getting into this business. I'm going to open my first property in the next couple of months.
Right.
A little bit about your program.
Right.
That's it. And then if you got 10 people like that, you're going to be way more motivated to go out there and get the
property.
Yeah. And have the confidence. Yeah, that's true.
It's going to give you the leverage to speak with investors as well. Like, hey, Mr. Landlord, I got 10 people blowing up my phone.
Right.
For all the programs, they want to work with me. I
need
property. I could give you X amount and
boom,
you're a business. So it does sound counterintuitive to a lot of people. Like we tell people,
I got to get the house first.
Yeah. Which, and then even if you get the property first and you've done zero marketing,
right.
nobody knows.
Yeah, you're going to be sitting there with a vacant house for at least a couple of weeks,
right?
And losing out on money, right? So
absolutely.
Yeah, that's why we typically tell people, and it all depends on risk tolerance and everything like that. Typically, the very first step that we recommend to our coaching clients is to start marketing.
Right.
Yeah. Brandon, that's key. I totally wholeheartedly agree, especially since, I've had that experience. So I can speak from dealing with that firsthand.
Yeah. Right. And if you listen to the marketing calls in the Gold Course, you never hear us talk about the property.
Right.
Because Andy still does this. He still doesn't, he's not going to convert a property or go purchase a property or anything like that until he has the wait list or a new program that he's going to work with, which,
right.
Again, it's risk tolerance, but that's Andy. Andy doesn't like to sit in with empty houses.
So, right.
Yeah. If you listen to those marketing calls, you never hear us talk about the property because there isn't a property yet.
Right.
Yeah. And I think too, like you said, establishing those relationships, it has them already thinking about you. And so then they'll give you a call and you can say, hey, it'll be ready in a week. It'll be ready in 2 weeks, and then you begin to prepare. You've already got people ready to move in. So that definitely is the way to go. And Idris and I, we've had some appointments where we went down in person to the shelter and, let them get to know us and see what we have to offer. And so now we are definitely getting the calls. As a matter of fact, we really need to grab another two houses. That's where we're at.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good problem to have, right?
Right.
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 Yeah, well, I love to hear it. I'm starting to see it's good, perfect partnership. Genevieve, you kind of have the caretaker personality. you got in it to help people. You want to make the house, the house is pretty and
yes,
furnished and everything like that. And then Idris is more of the business guy behind the scenes looking for the
property. He's the numbers.
Crunch the numbers and stuff like that. It's a perfect synergy, I think.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and you guys got a ton of value in here. You got a pitch from Idris. You could hear the perfect pitch on how to find a landlord, some real estate game, everything. It was awesome.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Like I said, probably a record setting first year. We'll definitely have to come back in a couple months and kind of hear what you guys have done. I can't wait to see how you guys get it systematized and grow the team, and eventually it's going to become passive income for you guys for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, that's really the exit plan, is to hire a CEO of the company, pay them a six-figure salary and give them profit share. And we, obtain ownership of everything.
Yeah. And you're starting to kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel now. You probably see the operational income it's to the point where you could actually do that, I'm guessing.
Yes, absolutely. And Brandon, I would say for me, that initially my goal was to get 10 houses, but now it's 20. So you're definitely going to see some things change on the forefront the next time you allow us an opportunity to come out. And my goal is to be on the beach and create another me, another me and be on the beach, somewhere.
What I love about goals, setting goals, is you realize man, I should have set a bigger goal. Because in the beginning, 10 homes probably sounded absurd to you when you were first starting out.
Right.
You guys did it in 8 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Facts. Yeah. We're almost there. One more house was 10. So, yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Man. Well, awesome. Can't wait to do a part two, catch up with you guys and kind of see how things go. You guys have any, let the people know any parting words and where they can find you guys.
Okay. You want to go, Genevieve?
Oh, sure. So you can find us at, obviously, www.maliashome.org. That is the website, and the spelling is maliashome.org. And myself, I can be reached on Facebook at GenSmall. And then on Instagram, it's actually Body by Jen. GEN, where I'm doing workouts as well as real estate. And then on TikTok, it's Body by Jen 16. But just to leave some parting words, I would just say, have confidence, get out there and know that you're helping people and you can also change your life. It's very rewarding, both financially as well as if, you know, you love sharing and helping with others. So, Idris, go ahead.
Yeah, and what I would say is, this business is interesting, the trajectory that I've taken over the past several years. You know, when I had my medical practice, you know, I lived in a 4,500 7-bedroom house. I got incarcerated, then I was in a prison house. Matter of fact, when I got out of prison, I went into a rooming house where I rented out a room in a house. And I talked with the guy and I said, well, you know what? I know a lot about real estate. Why don't you Google me? And then I end up acquiring my own house. And now it's like everything is full circle. This business has truly transformed my life. And the biggest thing that I would say to anyone getting started, just get started. Do it scared. You don't need to know every single thing before you get started. Just follow the guide that's in Group Home Riches. It's like a franchise model. If you follow the steps, you will have success. And the best thing about it is that risk management component. If you're not leveraging your cash and you're not leveraging your credit, what is the risk? The worst thing that can happen is someone may not be interested in what it is that you're offering. So therefore, you're going to stay in the same place. But what if they are interested in what it is that you're offering? You don't always have to come up with the first month deposit and then the first month's rent. You can negotiate that with them. As you bring people in, you'll start paying them. You do some type of a profit sharing split, and now your cash flowing well. You know, another thing for some of you, maybe you want to move into a house and then you can rent out the other rooms. Maybe you can do this where you live at and start bringing in some passive cash flow for yourself. And then that will give you the money you need to go acquire a house. So I just say, go out, stay committed to it. And I'm telling you, you know, within 12, 24 months, your life will absolutely be different than where it is today.
Couldn't have said it better. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on and sharing your story and dropping value for our students. If you are just discovering us, you just listen to us, go head over to grouphomeriches.com, sign up for the free training material. If this does sound like the perfect business for you, you're going to want to sign up for the Gold Course. That's our initial flagship course that we've been talking about that has all the content and everything like that. And if you guys have any questions about anything, you can feel free to reach out to us. Idris, Genevieve, thank you so much for coming on and look forward to doing a part two with you guys soon.
Awesome. Look forward to it as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.